I'm using the Zoom again, which I have not had satisfactory sound with yet. So hopefully this show is not going to be a disaster of terrible sound. But I kind of fucked myself today. I'm trying to hold this thing better. I've got it set to better settings. Keith told me there's a windscreen for it, but he can't find it. Anyway, got this big book bag full of shit. But I forgot my MP3 player and the book I was reading, both at Ian's house. So now I'm stuck with nothing to keep myself occupied. But again, I happen to have the Zoom in my book bag. So it's Zoom or nothing. So I hope this show is listenable. I apologize in advance. It's bound to be better than that last one. That one that I did outside was retardedly bad sounding. But since I don't have my MP3 player, I borrowed Ian. She was nice enough to lend me hers. So this is going to be kind of cool. I'm just going to go through it and see what I find that I like. And so far, the very first song I like. Now, the only problem is I don't know what these songs are called or who they're by. Because there's no screen. It's the little shitty $20 MP3 player that I also have. I bought her one when her iPod broke. Being a cheap piece of crap like it is, it doesn't have a screen. So I'll put in the names of these songs later. I'll get the little computer voice to do it for me. I'm not even quite sure where I am. I'm near Chinatown somewhere, trying to find a train. Ian is meeting her cousin, and I didn't really want to hang out with her cousin. Well, the plan wasn't even for me to hang out with the cousin, it was for them to hang out. But no, I didn't even go so far as to go meet the cousin. I took off like a bad boyfriend. So now I'm trying to find a train so I can get to Times Square, and I'm going to go see Zach and Mary make a porno. It's Saturday. It's been out since yesterday. Opening weekend. Got to go hit up the Kevin Smith. Is this Little Italy? I can't even tell. I'm sure if I just walk in a direction long enough, I'll figure out where I am. I'll see some landmark that I recognize. It always happens eventually. Wow, I hope the sound's not just shitty on this. I guess I can listen back. I will. I'll listen back to this after and see if this is even worth doing at all. But one thing definitely on my list today is this girl needs new headphones.
Midnight Joggernauts. Dystopia.
Sky. Fly over. Dystopia. Union Square, possibly, wow, I bet that blew out a lot, possibly, maybe the loudest stop in all of the subway. How can I talk into this thing, fuck, without it blowing out? Motherfuck. Turns out it is pretty easy to check. I can just plug my headphones in and see how my last thing sounded, and it sounded like shit. This is gonna sound like shit. There's nothing I can do. It's fucking Zoom. I don't know. It's like a zillion billion dollars, and it just sounds shitty. So I changed some settings again. But my mouth is just way too close. It's gonna catch all the plosives. Anyway, I'm at Union Square, because I'm really in no hurry to get to this movie, because it plays like every hour on the hour. Good old New York. Hold on, I gotta go through a revolving door. So I figure from here, this is probably my best bet for where to find headphones. I think there's like a Best Buy or something around here. Virgin Megastore territory. You know, this is a weird thing, Union Square. It seems so super busy from the ground level. Excuse me. But there's this this clothing store called The Basement, I think, which is ironic because it's Circuit City. That's what I was looking for. Because it's way high up. It's like five stories up. Oh, and there's a Best Buy. If you go up this to this clothing store, you can sit in these nice little chairs and look down at Union Square. And from the sky, New York does not seem as crowded. It's weird. It seems like there's all this room, but when you're down amongst the people and it's all at level with your, you know, eyesight level, it seems super crowded, which it is. But I just thought that was interesting that it looks so different from the high up.
Midnight Joggernauts. So many frequencies.
So many lotteries, so little rain.
is pretty badass. I got these headphones that are like earplugs / headphones. This is really weird because it's the first time I've had them in. I'm actually using them right now, and I can hear myself talking distinctly less loud. Like, it really blocks shit out. I think this could be really good for New York, because there's always so much sound fucking with you, you know? Just, like, pounding you from all sides. So these ones, it's like they got the little foam tips, just like earplugs. You just kind of squeeze them and then put them in your ear. And so you hear music from your MP3 player and far less from the outside world. Like, I can hear myself kind of just in the cavity of my sinus, but not so much through the ears. Of course, this might lead to me getting run over by a taxi cab, more likely. Or probably one of the crazy-ass fucking hospital drivers, like the ambulances and stuff. They're fucking bonkers on this city. They go nuts. They don't give two fucks about anything. They will run over dozens in order to save whoever they're saving, which, good. Good for them. But yeah, I don't know. This is kind of cool. I like these. And the city's finally starting to fill up. It's like 3 p.m. the day after Halloween. And I guess since last night was Halloween and the city is a monkey house and everybody goes out. Like, there was like nobody this morning. It was great. Me and Ian went to get brunch at this place called Esperanto. It's the same place when we did our podcast together where we were having brunch. It's usually really packed. And there was tons of space. Tons of open tables outside. Beautiful day out. Nobody there. It wasn't even just like an empty feeling for New York. It was just empty feeling in general. It was kind of creepy, but I liked it. It was a nice change. And I realized there's a movie theater here. Two movie theaters near Union Square Park. So might as well go check them out, see what their schedule is before I head up to Times Square. Although Times Square is handy. Because it's right by the 7 train. That's how I get home.
Another Midnight Joggernaut song called Jump the Gun. I must like this band.
Dreams of blood, dreams of war, dreams of fire, dreams of blood, when it jumps up, dreams of blood, dreams of war, dreams of fire, dreams of blood, when it jumps up, dreams of blood, dreams of war, dreams of fire, dreams of blood, when it jumps up, dreams of blood, dreams of war, dreams of fire, dreams of blood, when it jumps up, dreams of blood, dreams of war, dreams of fire, dreams of blood, when it jumps up, dreams of blood, dreams of war, dreams of fire, dreams of blood, when it jumps up, dreams of blood, dreams of war, dreams of fire, dreams of blood, when it jumps up, dreams of blood, dreams of war, dreams of fire, dreams of blood, when it jumps up, dreams of blood, dreams of war, dreams of fire, dreams of blood, when it jumps up, dreams of blood, dreams of war, dreams of fire, dreams of blood, when it jumps up, dreams of blood, dreams of war, dreams of fire, dreams of blood, when it jumps up, dreams
So the movie is playing down here, but it's not starting for about an hour, so it doesn't matter which one I go to. So I'm going to head up to Times Square. Now we got some Radiohead, so something I recognize, In Rainbows. I never really dug into this album, and it seems like everyone's telling me, like, oh, you gotta listen to that, but really when I think back, I guess it's only been three people, and they've all been very polite about it. But it's like, seriously, man, you're, like, doing yourself a disservice. You go listen to that motherfucking Radiohead. Maybe four people. We'll say three and a half. So I am going to give it a listen through all the way. What I'm going to play is... Hey, there's somebody giving food to a homeless guy instead of money. He seemed mildly reluctant to take it, but he did take it. I'm going to play Weird Fishes, because Ian played this one for me the other day. She likes this tune, so it seems only right that that's the one I should play.
Times Square, which I guess it's not like this is a video, you can't see it. I could just say it was a Times Square. I could add in sounds, you wouldn't know. I don't even really know what the significance is of just recording audio at Times Square. I guess so I can say I was here? I don't know. So that technically, Ham Radio has been in Times Square, and you've been here with me. Now, I don't know what to say about Times Square. If you've ever been here, you know. It's crazy. It's crazy fucking bullshit everywhere. So I didn't make it all the way through Radiohead. It's just, well, they've said this to me too, the people that are like, hey, dude, listen to your Radiohead. You gotta be in the right mood, you know. It's a particular style of band, of album, that they're Radiohead. Just stopped, got a little kebab, and some Dr. Pepper. Well, this is a Monday, an episode today. I'm just, be having it, every dopey thing I did. But, I only had two coffee today. Which I guess sometimes I only have one. Usually I have at least one coffee a day. Not always, though, not if I'm home. Anyway, I had two. And today I was like, I could use some caffeine, burst me through the day, but I just don't want any more coffee. I was in line at Starbucks and everything. It's like, nah, can't do it. So I had some Dr. Pepper, because if I remember right, it's got caffeine, because that's what my friend Brad loves to drink. He loves the Dr. Pepper. It is pretty fucking delicious. I gotta find my way back to the movie theater. It's right near somewhere. Yeah, I got a little chicken kebab, so if this was Grand Theft Auto 4, I'd be at full life now. Da-da-da-ding! I haven't played that game in for fucking ever. But then I was at Keith's the other day, played it some more. Forgot how fun it is. I gotta try to squeeze in a little more Grand Theft Auto before I leave the great New York City. Anyway, I just saw some, like, Asian tourist-looking folk. A guy and his girlfriend, you know, with cameras looking up around. I'm guessing they don't live here. And I was thinking how weird that must be. It's like you come all the way to America to see this. Times Square is not indicative of America. You must be like, whoa, this is the U.S.? This is fucking weird. But then if you came from Japan, maybe not. Maybe they're like, this is lame, dude. This is, like, so not crowded or noisy. I did see, though, on one of the big billboards that shows advertising, there's a new dark chocolate Altoids. That sounds delicious. I gotta buy some of those fucking bitches. Gotta buy some of them shits.
Atmosphere. Pour me another.
Was a little bit of solid. Feels like love, it doesn't matter what you call it. Heal those cuts, I hide them underneath the polish. Break another promise and take me as a hostage. Hold your job down and let the zombies crowd around. Thanking mommy's God that it's a cop's town. Keep it safe for me while I chase a fantasy. Swerving through the galaxy, searching for a family. Happily surrounded by planets and stars. She was stuck uptown, you was landing on Mars. It's all fucked up now, caught your hand in the jar. Another small step back, put that man in the bar. Spill a little bit of blood on the street for love that goes to those that know that they drink too much. And hold your own glass up to the heavens. Take a little time and try to count the seconds it goes. Pour me another so I can forget you now. Pour me another so I can commend you now. Pour me another so I can remember how true that I am to this addiction of you now. Pour me another so I can forget you now. Pour me another so I can commend you now. Pour me another so I can remember how true that I am to this addiction of you. Drink it all away, numb it down to none. Stay awake tonight and wait for the sun. You say you hate your life, you ain't the only one. Let your frustration out the gate and watch the pony run. One double for the hunger and the struggle. Two for the fool trying to pull apart the puzzle. Three, now I smile while I wait for your rebuttal. By the fourth shot, I'm just another child in a bubble. Trying to play with the passion and the placement. Just to see what these people let them get away with. Still trying to climb a mountain for you. Hammer in my hand, still pounding on a screw. She don't listen, so he don't speak no more. Nobody's winning, cause neither is keeping score. Don't wanna think no more, just let me drink some more. Pour me another, cause I can still see the floor. Pour me another, so I can forget you now. Pour me another, so I can commend you now. Pour me another, so I can remember how true that I am to this. story like you pour me. Pour me another, homie. I can count the days till you come back, or I can follow them sun rays down to the train tracks. I can stumble drunk over hope and love, or I can just keep drinking until I sober up. Now, pour me another so I can forget you now. Pour me another so I can come let you down. Pour me another so I can remember how true that I am to this addiction of you now. Pour me another so I can forget you now. Pour me another so I can come let you down. Pour me another so I can remember how true that I am to this addiction of you.
Blonde redhead. A Cure.
Yes, I'm
Times Square's a little fucked. Just got out of that fucking place. And it's like, seems like it's still daytime. It's like 7 o'clock, I guess. That took a little longer than I expected. I had a bit of mid-movie drama. First of all, I gotta say, like, well, I don't know. I really do like Kevin Smith. I've seen all his shit in the theater. Well, I didn't see Chasing Amy. It didn't come to my... I would say everything in the last decade. Seen everything in the last decade in the theater. I even went to fucking, what's that movie? The one with the kid. Fuck. Can't remember the name. Anyway, point is, I like Kevin Smith a lot. Jersey Girl, that's the one. Anyway, this movie is a little bad. I love Kevin Smith, but that movie was a little bad. I mean, it had moments. Jason Mewes was really funny. Anyway, halfway through that movie, the movie cut out. It seemed like the screen went black first. So I'm thinking maybe it was the bulb that burned out. And then, like, oh man, everybody freaked out in the theater. Like, just lost their minds with the booing and shit. And it was really packed, and I was stuck way in the front because I got lost in Times Square, man. How do you do that? It's like one fucking street. Went around a corner, got totally lost. Just barely made it to that movie in time. So I was crammed way down in the front. Anyway, yeah, this guy sitting next to me, man, he just would not stop muttering to himself. Just like, what the fuck? This old guy. This is unbelievable. How can fucking, you know, I paid for this movie. Blah, blah, blah. Like his goddamn life just ended. And, yeah, and I saw the poor little projectionist up there pulling out the key, opening up the side of the projector, and I could feel their stress. I've been there. Whole movie shuts down, bam. And then people are like, rewind the movie. You can't motherfucking rewind the movie. You can't rewind fucking films. It ain't how old-timey projectors work. And if it wasn't just the bulb, see, I don't know if it could have been the bulb, because I don't know how you would fix that fast. It's a little time-consuming to fix a bulb. That would probably mean clearing out that theater. And then if the film broke, that's fun. Then you get to leave a little marker, like a little piece of paper or something, so you remember where it was. And then in between shows, you gotta grab that motherfucker, take it to the build-up table, put it back together, splice it. Pain in the motherfucking ass. Anyway, it brought back some memories of me and my catastrophic bad times. So they got the movie going again, and that wasn't so bad. You know, missed a little bit. That's inevitable, but not too bad. Then the sound cut out. No sound at all for probably only 5 minutes, but that's a pretty long time to just be sitting there watching a movie with no sound and not know what the fuck's going on. So, at that point, I was like, eh, fuck this. I'm really not that into this movie anyway. I made my effort. I'll just go get a refund. But I'm at the AMC 25 in Times Square, 25 theaters, and it's like fucking complicated. You gotta go down, man, I don't know how many floors up I was, like 5 or 6. And then I ended up back outside. So I had to go back in and back up 3 floors to get to guest services. Anyway, at that point, I was like, hey, you know what, fuck this. There's another one. I went to the 415, I'll just go to the 515. Go sneak in. But it was a really small theater, extra, extra packed. So I ended up in an even worse seat, way down in the corner. and ended up rewatching like 40 minutes of this movie when I really had only missed 5 minutes to begin with. Wacky. Wacky projection fun.
Caribou. Irene.
MP3 player fucking ran out of battery. So now I'm stuck with nothing to do except fucking talk to myself. So, since I don't have any music on me, I don't really have anything specific that I was gonna play. And hence no amusing anecdotes about that music. I'm just gonna put in whatever the fuck I feel like later on. I'll just find some shit and throw it in. So here comes a random song whenever I felt like playing. Biggity fucking man.
Saul Williams, Black History Month.
Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya. I'm tougher than bullets, so baby, pray to your savior. I've never been shot, but I bet you I'm braver. I'm taking my spot, nigga, I ain't afraid to. Baby, sometimes I find it very hard to be. May. You're the banana peels and carefully blazed. So keep your show toes carefully blazed. The innocent to get covered in mazes. To amplify this, turn up the bases.
Picture me, lamping in the company car. Rims like Tibetan prayer wheels, nigga, what, I'm a star. I cruise the block like a feather back and forth till I land. That's a song in your ear, or the book in your hand. Now, this fucking world is about to know who I am. Get your whole system up in my trunk. That dog eat dog, make my woofers bark, atomic drunk. All my trill niggas know who be bringing the funk. Leaves
and shout toes like it's Black History Month.
You're the banana peels are carefully blazing. So keep your show toes carefully blazing. Let the stick of your carpet and bases. Let the fuck this turn up the bases. You're the banana peels are carefully blazing. So keep your show toes carefully blazing. Let the stick of your carpet and bases. Let the fuck this turn up the bases. You're the banana peels are carefully blazing.
One, bore witness to the rays of the sun, synthesizing her own image, photo negative shun. The development of parliament, the phallic Bob Gunn. Thus the mothership connections, born the birth of the drum. Ancient drum begat drum, kingdom go, kingdom come. Ancient sector of the scepter, risen up to the sun. Hidden Hannah man begat, petite clone of the drum. Boom bap shapped into a wide, tightly quartery spun. Trigger sound, trigger gun, drum machine, machine gun. Bodies piled carefully, filed under beats that were once reprogrammed to become unplumb dotted of sun. Every ray with sample clearance, every two we got one. Boom bap hard as a gun, white cross trainers unstrung. Let these suckers know the course to making Harriet run. Let the whipper be your lightning bolts which are from the sun. Until knowledge rays are true, I'm working here everyone.
You're the banana peels are carefully blazing. Forgive me show toes carefully blazing. Let the stick of your trumpet and blazing. Let the fuck this turn up the blazing.
Fuck was I just talking? Okay, I was getting food, right? Mexican, like a taco salad. Anyway, I was this little teeny tiny cramped place, little kids hanging out there, like the boy and a girl that obviously are the kids of the people that work there. That I guess, you know, have nowhere else to go, so they gotta hang out in the boring store. Felt kind of bad for them. But they're making a lot of noise too and just clattering around. And, you know, this whole city's fucking noise. So I had these little fucking earplug earbuds in, and I was listening to Ayn's MP3 player with, what's that? Caribou song, Niobe, that she played when we did a show together. And it was fucking sweet, man. It was like so complete of it just hearing that song in my brain and not anything else. It's like as in a movie, you know, a musical montage where the fucking background sound just really fades out almost entirely and you're just listening to music. So much so that when my little taco thingy was ready, like, lady had to try a couple times to get my attention because I didn't hear a fucking word she was saying. Just had this music in my head, and it just makes every mundane situation seem so much more cool when you have music playing. I think I'm not going to play Neo, but I'm going to play a different Caribou song because I listened to whatever was on her player today. A few little things, and some of them are very, very cool. So let's play one of those.
Caribou, After Hours.
Thank you. I've always wanted to play Coco Rosie, Rainbow Warriors.
Is that
such a girl song?
Oh yeah. Okay. So, where'd you hear this song?
Okay, Coco Rosie. To be honest, I heard it on internet radio, as I hear most of it. But it's very girl music, but it's like cool, awesome girl music.
Nice.
But it's like music that if you, as a 26-year-old, wanted to play dress up to, that would be the music you'd listen to.
Yeah, so of like, yeah, internet radio that you play a lot here.
Yeah, I love
place.
It.
I found a Canadian station this morning.
Yeah, and
plays only Canadian songs. And of the three songs we listened to, I only knew one of them. So I'm only 1/3 Canadian now. I'm turning American.
Well, why don't you explain this Canadian content thing? Because this is why you would know them if you were in Canada.
Not necessarily. I mean, it's not like we only listen to Canadian artists because we have to. I mean, it's all... just the other day, that podcast I did where I played a bunch of Canadian songs, I went back and re-listened to that the other day just because I was like, oh, I want to remember all those awesome songs and listen to them again. But it's basically just... it is completely absurd, but it's for TV and movies and radio. There has to be per hour, I believe. Or maybe it's per day. I'm not sure how the radio one works. Anyway, a certain percentage of Canadian artists that get played in order to keep our heritage from being assaulted and destroyed by the American onslaught. But it's kind of handy in a way, because, like, while theoretically I'm totally opposed to that, I do know all these cool bands and shit that are really good that I wouldn't know otherwise. But I still know Guns N' Roses. I still know all your Motley Crue, your Poison. I know all your American bands.
Really? You're going to use that to be the example of American music?
I even know Skid Row. I know everything you know, but I also know this other sub-thing. I also know this sub-level of Canadian stuff that you guys don't know.
You're right. Skid Row really was the pinnacle of American musical achievement.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, there's no reason to go on beyond that. I think it's cool because then you do keep a lot of production dollars and things like that in your country.
Well, I see all that side of it. I don't know. I'm just, if it was up to me, we would not have that law. But now that I look back at my life, I'm glad that I know all these things that I... Do you ever hear of Glue Leg?
No.
Let's play some Glue Leg. Let's play Dragonfly by Glue Leg.
Okay.
And it's a good song.
Glue Leg? Not like Gulag?
No.
Glue Leg.
Yeah, Glue Leg then broke up, and one of the guys, the main guy, the singer, I think, he then hooked up with Edwin, who used to sing for I Mother Earth, for Edwin's solo career for a little while. Now I don't know where they are. Canadian retirement homes, I don't know.
Okay, well, you want a music nerd? I know some shit about Coco Rosie, too.
Okay.
Okay, so they're like these two sisters who were gypsies. Seriously, like their parents.
Like from Romania?
I think they're American, but their parents like moved them to Europe and they traveled all around with their crazy parents. And one of them's an opera singer and the other is like some kind of, I don't know, engineer or something intellectual. But then they decided that they wanted to make this band and they record all their own shit and they make all their own sounds. They have a lot of like weird little sounds. And this album that Rainbow Warriors come from, they recorded in their own, in a bathtub in their bathroom, because they said it had the best acoustics they'd ever heard. So they recorded the whole thing and made like little sounds and weird stuff. You hear it, you'll hear like toy sounds in it too. Well,
that sounds kind of cool actually.
Yeah.
This is probably going to be better than Blue Leg. Let's see. Well, this will be the battle.
evil spirits, a material thugs in mischief. Be at peace, ain't no his wisdom. And I've felt the rainbow spirits, jealous of their faithful heart bond. And the dancing and the laughing made it last a league against them to molest them and destroy them. Say, only wise and I'm strong. Often said to when we're warrior, oh my brother, do not leave me. Let the evil spirits harm you. Rainbow warrior of two spirits, gentle hand and lion hearted. He laughed and then he answered like a child. He softly whispered, loving father and our teacher. He's gone forever. He has moved a little nearer to the master of all laughter, to the master of all song. Oh my brother, oh my brother, crystal brother of two spirits. Then we gathered in a circle, stood round the rainbow fire, burning embers, hearts united. We remember mystical beauty. If you look hard, you can find a rainbow trail that's deep inside ya. Fear not, you're a rainbow warrior, golden light on everything, baby.
Yeah.
used to do a thing. It was on Much Music too. We used to say it's my Canadian identification.
We as Canada.
On Much Music every week, it was a Combat the Clip, it was called, and then they changed it to something else, just the Combat Zone or something, where every week a video would battle another video, and I don't know. It was just good memories because we actually had music on our music station, unlike MTV. We don't anymore. We did for a while.
That's why I have to do internet radio, because I have no other avenues for getting new music. You know, I can't even watch MTV at 2 in the morning and hear new shit.
It really is, like, the music video is fucking done for. Like, what's the point? Like we were just watching Saul Williams shit this morning, and he has a video for Convict Colony. Now let's play Convict Colony as our third song. There's lineup songs we're going to play. And I was like, hey.
Play Black Stacey instead.
Okay, let's play Black Stacey. Fuck it, sure. Let's play both.
I just like that one better than Convict Colony.
Yeah, Convict Colony is very weird and abrasive.
Yeah.
And what's the song before that called? Black History Month? It's like super weird and fucked up sounding, but it really grows on you.
To hump my pillow at night, the type of silent prayer to make myself prepare for the light. Me and my cousin Lucy ranked the girls between 1 and 10, and the highest number got to be my pillows for 10. Now I apologize to every high ranker, but you taught me how to dream, and so I also thank you. I never had the courage to approach you in school. We joked around a lot, and I know you thought I dressed cool. But I was just covering up all the insecurities that came bubbling up. My complexion had me stuck in an emotional rut, like the time your Flavor Flav me and you played me yo chuck.
They say you're too black, man. I think I'm too black, man. Do you think I'm too black? I think I'm too black. I think I'm too black. I think I'm too black. A black, a black, a black, a black. Black Stacy, they call me Black Stacy. I never got to be myself, cause to myself I always was. Black Stacy, in polka dots and paisley, a double goose and ballet shoes. You thought it wouldn't faze me, I was. Black Stacy, the preachers, I'm from Haiti, who rhymed a lot and always got the dancers at the party. I was Black Stacy, you thought it wouldn't faze me, but it did, cause I was just a kid. I used to use bleaching cream. No, Madam C.J. Walker walked into my dreams. I dreamt of being white and complimented by you, but the only shiny black thing that you liked was my shoes. Now I apologize for bottling up all the little things you said that warped my head and my gut. Even though I always told you not to brag about the fact that your great-grandmother was raped by her slave master. Yeah, I became militant too, so it was fair on every level. I was blacker than you. I turned you on to Malcolm X and Asada Shakur in the three-coated elephant goose with the fur. Had the high top fade with the step on the side. Had the two-finger ring rag top on the ride. Had the sheepskin named Belly Sue Kango. As it was Roscoe, chicken and waffle. Black Stacy, they call me Black Stacy. I never got to be myself, cause to myself I always was. Shoes, you thought it wouldn't face me. I was Black Stacy, the preachers up from Haiti, who rhymed a lot and always got the dancers at the party. I was Black Stacy, you thought it wouldn't face me, but it did, as I was just a kid. A little message for you. All your baller players got some insecurities too, that you could cover up, bling it up, cash and entertain it up. Hope no one will bring it up, lock it down and string it up. Or you could share your essence with us, cause everything about you couldn't be rugged and rough. And even though you told a Glock and you're hot in the street, if you dare to share your heart, we'll nod ahead to its beat. And you should do that, if nothing else to prove that a player like you can keep it honest and true. Don't mean to call your bluff a motherfucker, that's what I do. You got a platinum chain and son, I'm probably talking to you. And you can call your gang, your posse and the rest of your crew. And while you're at it, get them addicts and the indigent too. I plan to have a whole army by the time that I'm through to load they guns with songs they haven't sung. Like Black Stacy, they call me Black Stacy. I never got to be myself, just to myself. The preachers up from Haiti, who rhymed a lot and always got the dancers at the party. I was Black Stacy, you thought it wouldn't face me, but it did, cause I was just a kid. Black Stacy, they call me Black Stacy. I never got to be myself, cause to myself I always was. Black Stacy, they call me Black Stacy. I'm Black Stacy, ooh Black Stacy. Move Black Stacy, groove Black Stacy. Shake Black Stacy, make Black Stacy.
Yeah, and it's, but so he's got this video and I watch it, but it's like, why is he even making videos? Who's gonna see this shit?
What avenue do you? I mean, okay, I was just thinking that they still have MTV Video Music Awards, but where do they, like, how do they determine those? I mean, Britney Spears won 3 of them for her shitty video made on like a DV cam.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely aren't actually about the visual impact of music videos for the most part.
Did it used to
be? It's all politics. No, I guess probably never really, no.
It was just about celebrating new artists. right?
Yeah. Or, well, I don't know. MTV, as if anything MTV's ever done has ever been legitimate in any way.
Fuck MTV. But internet radio, it's the way to go. I hear of a lot of really cool shit. Especially when I have, like, 2 hours to just sit and listen. Because, you know, you catch one or two songs and, you know, chances are it's going to be lame. But if you listen for over a long period of time.
Well, you know, that's why I liked having your iPod, whenever that was yesterday. Because,
My shitty iPod.
Yeah, but, well, yours is in better shape than mine. Look at mine. Look at the fucking paint is peeling off it. Even the buttons are more responsive on yours. Mine are, like, all fucking crappy and gimped up. Both of them, though, the $20 Chinatown Wonders are, like, where you plug in the headphones, the connectors are fucked up or something. But it was cool to have, you know, like, new stuff to listen to instead of just being in my same little musical. You know, I mean, I'm always listening to new shit and bringing new stuff in, but just to get a big, like, big wave of new stuff, it's fun.
I realized after you took it that I had all that gay IAMX, the dude from Sneaker Pimps, his solo project.
I couldn't. Maybe I should play that too, because, yeah, I was like, there's this one song that I was like, who is this guy? What is this?
Sing it for me. I'll tell you which song it is.
Well, I just figured out it was him. I was like, it's Sneaker Pimps, or at least it's that guy.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking maybe I'd play Half-Life, that Sneaker Pimp song that you don't like that I do.
Yeah, like these things. I like that song.
Yeah, fuck it, we'll play that too.
Okay. But that I remember I did the dance for you about how important in 80s it all was.
Wait, what?
I danced. I put on an IAMX and danced for you one night.
That's right.
And that was fun. You liked it.
What song was that?
I think that was I Like Pretending, or it was either that one or This Will Make You Love Again. Both of them truly overdramatic.
Right.
Very 80s.
Yeah, no, it's coming back to me now, definitely.
How could you forget? I suppose I do dance in my bedroom for you an awful lot.
Is that for me or is that just for the love of the dance?
It's for the love of the dance, but, you know, it's always better if somebody's there to watch.
Think I could be with you. breaks with nothing on. Just a corner of my bed where you don't belong. It's kind of you to notice no one's dying. You had your last laugh, almost cried. It's just your half-life long. So it goes. You had completed me. I don't think I'd be pleased with you. Don't think I'd compete with you. With half of me to take.
don't all songs relate to nudity somehow? I mean, most music's purpose is to make you want to do it.
That says something about the kind of music you listen to, young lady. I listen to industrial death marches that make me want to, you know, take over the government.
Really? Like what?
Insane Clown Posse, especially. That's where I focus my white rage. I'm a juggalo. Didn't they tell you that?
With me to the juggalo meetup, the 3-day fucking juggalo meetup.
Is there one?
Oh my god, yeah. It's like,
will you be my juggalette?
Well, you're gonna have to. I'm gonna eat a lot of acid if we go to the juggalo meetup, and probably people will ask me to show them my tits, but I don't want to. Don't let them.
Well, see, all that matters is that on the day that the wagons come, I just hope that they let us on to take us to the Dark Carnival. I'm not even kidding. I'm going to play a bunch of Insane Clown Posse now. I used to listen to them all the time. They have some good songs. They're the most disrespected band in the world, and maybe with good cause. But fuck it.
No, I've heard a few songs, and I definitely enjoyed it. I think it's funny that like their fans were absolutely befuddled when they found out that they were talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they weren't really talking about Jesus. I mean, they still don't believe in, like, Christianity and shit.
Okay, well, they were talking about God.
Right. But, I mean, yeah, it was obvious. It was obvious all along. Mm. It's just God, the devil, what's the difference?
They do have, like, a Juggalo Woodstock every year.
Right.
Where everybody comes from around the world to meet up and play Juggalo board games and throw garbage at everyone.
And shoot Faygo?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I've read that, like...
I never heard of Faygo until that band. That I didn't know what it was.
ICP, like, single-handedly saved that company.
Probably. Makes sense.
Ticket, please, thanks. Walk through the doors and through the halls of illusions. Visit yours and see what could have, it should have, it would have been real. But you had to fuck up the whole deal.
Cancel the floor. They play Nintendo when he's got the high score. He's sitting behind Beth, chilling in the chase. And what?
was just back when people still bought CDs, you know, not downloaded everything. My cousin Dan just mentioned some song they had called Santa Claus is a Fat Bitch. I never actually really thought it was a very good song, but I was like, yeah, that sounds funny. Sure, I'll order one of their things. And then I found out that the posse is two guys. What kind of posse is that? And that they were some kind of rap group. And I was like, this is the biggest punch of horse shit ever. But then I listened to it a few times, and it was The Great Malenko, the fourth Joker's card.
When The Great Malenko came out, I was working at the record store in the mall. I was 15. And I remember they had it was like all of a sudden they had some commercial success. Like, you'd heard of them a little bit before, but then all of a sudden everyone was talking about it. So we got in like 50 or 100 of these CDs expecting to sell a whole bunch of them. And we didn't, I mean, we sold some, but we didn't really sell a lot. And I remember we were doing inventory and I had to like pull them all off and send them back. And I felt bad. I probably fucked up the count. I counted them all wrong so that they wouldn't take as many off. You know, I counted less, saying that we sold more. I don't know why I thought that worked. 15, but I didn't want them to send them all back, so I was like rooting for Insane Clown Posse. So I left like 25 extra CDs out to be sold than needed to be.
Good for you. Yeah. I always kind of respect just the trajectory of the Insane Clown Posse, because they never did have a big hit. They never had a radio song. They never had a video anybody actually played.
And they dragged themselves up out of the ground.
Yeah, they totally did. That's cool.
Say I talk too much, I don't care, I talk too much. Mama say I failed in life, I don't care, I failed in life. Daddy says I drink too much, I don't care, I drink too much. People say I'm headed nowhere, and I don't fucking care. Jimmy Johnson's gonna die, Sarah Susie's gonna die. Everybody's dying slow, I don't give a fuck. I'm only short like 50 bucks, I couldn't give 50 fucks. I could really use some help, you could go and fuck yourself. Everybody's gonna die, terror falling from the sky. Mothers with their children crying, I can give a fuck why. They say you'll never walk again. Well, like the Sega in. I think somebody stole my truck. Tell someone who gives a fuck. Do they charge in there? Wait a minute, I don't care. I'ma shoot you in the face. I'll tell you how the bullets come taste. On. Critics say you imitate. I don't give a fuck you late. No, 50 million people dying. Oh, I'm crying. Tell me all the things you saw as if I give a fuck at all. You see me sitting in the chair. Yeah, but I ain't even there. Everything you saying to me, go right through me. If I was to pick it up, I'd have to give a fuck. And I don't care nothing about you, about you, about you. I can't do nothing about it, about you, about you. I can't do nothing for you, about you, about you. I don't care nothing about it. Rainforest burning down, born riots all around. I'm inside like fuck 'em all. What's the main event on Raw? Mad cow disease, I get that with double cheese. STD steady spreading, bear back up in this net. I don't care.
Survive, give it to me point blank. Bet it.
Did you hit him?
Yes, and I don't give a fuck less.
Careful, it's a dark night. Get your money or your life. Taking both for all I care. Dump your bullets right here. Did you notice on the door? Addicted, crawling on the floor.
Ask me, did I ever care? Nah.
We'll be right back.
To go through a bunch of old Insane Clown Posse and listen to it again, because I only played one Insane Clown Posse song ever on this show.
What song?
I don't even remember what it's called. We'll Be Alright. I think it's from it was from The Calm. It's the album that came out before The Tempest. Get it?
Wah wah.
But then it turns out The Tempest was a roller coaster, not a storm. Didn't even make any goddamn sense.
they were being meta.
Yeah.
They're being extra levels to that shit.
I should like play a song from like every one of their albums that I had. No, that'd be too many. Because actually, now that I think about it, I thought I only had three, but I actually had five.
Five ICP songs. Oh my god.
Because they had the Bizarre, the two, these two albums that didn't count toward the Joker's card thing. See, that cracked me up too. Like the first thing you open it up and you're like, this is the fourth Joker's card. Once the sixth Joker's card arrives, the end of time will consume us all. It's like, these guys are full of shit. I like that.
You have delusions of grandeur. I like that.
And then when the six Jokers card came out, nothing fucking happened.
Were people disappointed?
I don't know. Actually, I guess even that was split in half. But my brother had there's like the heaven half and the Satan hell half. And he had the heaven half, and I kind of liked it. I never listened to the other half. So maybe let's just finish that. That'll be at the end of our show.
Okay.
In St. Clown Posse.
If it's even going to make it on there.
Yeah, it will
now. We probably sound like babbling in it.
We do, but I feel like the Insane Clown Posse deserves to have their music stolen and redistributed through my show.
Oh. I'm sure they'd appreciate that.
I'm helping.
Mm. You know what would really help? If you got in a van and you spread their singles to poor, poverty-stricken, white trash kids across America.
Well, that's like on the subway the other day. I saw just like these two big fat guys with like not quite cornrows but some weird, like, you know, I don't know what, even I don't know how hair works, braiding.
Were they
the
black
hair.
Or white?
White, big fat white guys, and they were all make-upped up. Probably it was for Halloween, but they were definitely,
was this on Friday?
I don't know. Anyway, they're definitely juggalos though, there's no question. And it's like, just, I don't know, it's funny to just fit into your little system so well. Like, whenever I used to go to punk shows, it's just a bunch of skinny white guys. I remember one band in Vancouver, like, asked if there's anyone in the crowd that wasn't white, and, like, one black guy raised his hand of the whole crowd, because, yeah, it's just everybody falls into their demographic so easy. Not everybody, but most.
There's a whole Afro-punk scene here in New York that they have, like, festivals once a year. Afro-punk. Like punk rock kids who are African American. And it's pretty cool. I bet you Saul Williams would fall into that category. But I've been to a few shows and it's neat. It always has a lot more musicality to it than most punk music. Because black people do music better.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah, it is still like, yeah, it's such a, like when a band is black, you know, it's still like such a novelty.
Yeah, it is still
like
novelty.
TV on the radio. Whoa, those guys are black and they don't do rap music. So weird.
I wonder if does that mean, like, as a suburban white girl, I really fit into the rave scene? Like
from Florida? Yeah, you did. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Just because I like to wear candy and glitter.
You weren't swimming upstream. Let's just put it that way. It doesn't mean you had to end up there, but
I wasn't into like 1920s backroom opium jazz. It was not hard.
Is anybody into that? That'd be cool.
I don't know. We should try. I mean, to get into it.
Do we get to wear suits?
Yes. Well, you do. I want to wear
like flapper girl.
Yeah. So. Intricately beaded flapper girl 20s dresses. Although I have hips. I don't know how that shit's going to work.
But your code name will be Dollface. Hey there, Dollface.
Can you actually call me Duchess? I like that better.
Duchess?
Yeah, Duchess.
Not Dollface?
No. Dollface is okay, but Duchess is a much better compliment. I don't know. I've always wanted somebody to call me Duchess. I've always wanted somebody to use that as my nickname. Really? One time I convinced one dude in college that was a friend of a friend. I was like, I'll call you Govna. You call me Duchess. And then he wasn't like really part of my social circle, so we only hung out like 3 or 4 times, but it was great.
So he pulled it off then?
He did. Nice. He did.
Oh, I'm sleepy.
I'm not, we napped for like 4 hours today. I'm not sleepy at all.
But you're the one who has to get up and go to work.
I know.
6 in the morning.
It's annoying.
Oh, you're yawning.
Good.
Anyway, in St. Clown Posse, that'll lull us to sleep.
Great Malenko.
Another day, dealing with these motherfucking idiots at Subway. It's okay, cause now I see behind it, and I keep myself reminded. None of these robot 9-to-5 puppets that I see are any better than me, motherfucker. They're just struggling in the world they chose. I'm waiting on the wagons with my juggalo. Insane Clown Posse. And brothers, first put a 20 in the jar with the others.
That's right, take a seat.
Ain't no smoking in here, I need to keep my ball clear. There's spirits in there.
Watch your future, someone gonna shoot ya.
Will you get your girlfriend back? As if I know that. I can only tell you where your soul is headed and we'll remain eternally embedded. The rest, forget it.
Life is nothing but a test to clear.
Did you have a heart while you were here? And was it sincere? You're still unraveling your future right now. What kind of person are you, bro?
Oh, where do you go?
You control your own motherfucking destiny. I ain't letting the devil get the best of me.
I'ma make it in a Shangri-La.
Golden walls, what's up with you? Check your own crystal ball.
Get my crystal ball, it's all right. It's all right.
Crystal ball, I'm seeing thugs both catching and firing slugs.
Paper for drugs.
I see a line waiting on block cheese a mile long, all trying to be strong.
Here's the same old song.
But when I'm looking into everybody's faces,
smile.
They souls are headed other places. And they ain't worried about paying them dues down here.
Because they motherfucking future's crystal clear.
The focus switches to you, and it ain't good. All Mac and someone rose up on the neighborhood. Check yourself, and judgment was passed. Yo, you be in hell.
Right up in the asshole.
The hatin' will get you if you let it. Pack your speedos, I hear it's hot. Where you headed? I'm trying to tell you now.
When the Grim Reaper calls,
you don't wanna be assed out. Gripping your crystal ball.
Crystal ball is alright.
Controlled by the matrix of mind, body, and soul. And I'm branded by the system, a carnival freak show. I see the pain and the lies, cause nothing is disguised. It's as simple as me seeing the death in the demon's eyes. I'm hiding my sights from the truth of my crystal ball. Believe me when I say it, we coming for all of y'all.
Look deep into my crystal ball. See the dead smoking on trees and drinking alcohol. Underneath the street, beneath the concrete. If you listen to the night, you can hear my heartbeat. All painted up, carrying an axe and shit. Juggalo love, got each other backs and shit. Encased in glass for the whole world to see. Am I inside, or is the crystal ball inside of me?
It's all right, play back, you all been on. I'm on.
alright.
Rain comes down.
Your mind is the bomb, it's alright.
Election. Fucking Obama won.
Obama. First Muslim president.
That's right. I'm very excited.
I can't even. It's so weird right now. Like, it's weird to have things work out the way they should. It's weird to have hope. Like, I keep teetering on the edge of, like, crying and being excited. Like, I just...
The audacity.
The audacity of hope. I'm so overwhelmed by happiness. Everyone I know is going crazy. I've received like 30 text messages. America has finally done me proud. Like, it's been a long time since I've been proud of my country. It's been a really bad time underneath Bush. And, you know, in 2000, I couldn't vote. So to see the wheels be put into action with your hands tied, it's pretty bad. But now we're coming around. Like, I'm looking forward to the next 4 years. The next 8 years, you hear that?
So I think the song we should play in order to commemorate this moment is Big Pimpin', or Big Willie Style, I mean, by Will Smith, because he was robbed. He was supposed to be first black president.
Can we play Miami? Because they were a useful constituency in electing Obama. So, you know, to add insult and injury to Mr. Smith.
Or what else could we play? Shit, it was on the tip of my tongue.
North Carolina, yeah. Raised up.
Or let's play some Will I Am. So he had insightful political commentary.
He was on last night on CNN, I guess, being the voice of the black people. And he was like, I'm beaming to you like a Star Trek or something. It's like way to represent Will
it's
I Am.
Amazing. Then we're going to play some Wyclef.
Yes. Please, let's play Wyclef, If I Was President.
Election time is coming. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, if I was president, a old man told me, instead of spending billions on the war, we can use some of that money in the ghetto. I know some so poor, when it rains, that's when they shower, screaming, fight the power. That's when the vulture devoured. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, if I was president, but the radio won't play this, they call it rebel music. How can you refuse it? Children of Moses. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, I'm president. Tell the children the truth, the truth. Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. Tell them the truth, yeah. Tell them about Marcus Garvey. Tell the children the truth, yeah, the truth. Tell them about Martin Luther King. Tell them the truth, the truth. Tell them about JFK. I was president. I was president. I get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, if I was president. Yeah, that's the truth right there.
Well, congratulations, America.
Thank you. As the representative of America in your little podcast, I say thank you. Thank you, Canada. We knew we could do it.
Now, what do you think of the idea that this is only as significant as it is because of George Bush? Owe him.
It kind of bugs
for
me.
For the first black president.
I worry that it's that. I mean, because McCain ran such a cartoonishly bad campaign. I worry kind of that people are more reacting against Bush and just wanted to go the opposite direction, even though Obama is an incredibly intelligent, and he's the candidate that we've always hoped we could have. There's plenty of reasons for him to be voted on his own, but I'm worried that people are just reacting against Bush. And part of me is worried that those 12 shadowy men that run the country from a bunker were like, you know, okay, we fucked Bush up. We fucked up for so long with Bush. Or not even that we fucked up. We got away with so much shit under Bush. We're going to, for the next 4 years, give him a gimme. Give him that nice, well-educated, well-spoken black man. He'll run it for 4 years. Then we'll take the shit back with all their whatever illegal election practices they're going to do. Or even just by plain preying on the stupidity of Americans. Never underestimate the stupidity of a large amount of Americans.
Maybe if there is like the 12 guys, maybe they're like going down their checklist. Like they did the ultra dumb guy and then the black guy and then it'll be a woman and then it'll be a gay guy.
What, like they're just playing bingo?
Yeah.
If I can just get that fag and be 12, I'll fucking win Argentina.
Do you think when Will I Am woke up this morning, he was like, whoa, we got a black president. It's like Star Trek or something. And then he goes to get some cereal and he's like, Crispix, these don't even get soggy milk. It's like Star Trek or something. He's just constantly amazed by everything. These stairs move up without me having to walk. They just go up. It's like in Star Wars or something.
Hate on us. Niggas be envious. I know why they hating on us. be real on us. Nobody got nothing on us. Girls be all on us from London back down to the US. We rockin', it's contagious. Monkey business, outrageous. Just confess, your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh. G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite. B-E-P, we reppin' it. So, turn me up. Turn me up. Turn me up. Come on, baby, just pump it.
Check this out right here.
Do wanna hate on us.
Do need to ease on up.
Do wanna act on gut, but do get shut like Flavor Shuck. Chick say she ain't down, but chick backstage when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the speed, that's what we do, that's who we be.
B-L-A-C-K-E-Y-A-D-D to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake your ass.
Shake it, shake it,
shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Come on, baby, just pump it.
Live and direct, rocking the scene. Breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls. We're in to do they thing. Pump it louder, come on, don't stop. And keep me going, do it. Let's get it on, move it.
Come on, baby, do it.
Let us do that.